This is Stateside for Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham and for Cynthia Canty. Michigan State University has a new president. Here to talk about that is David Jesse. He covers higher education for the Detroit Free Press. Welcome back to Stateside.
Thanks for having me again.
Who is this new MSU president?
So the new president is Dr. Samuel Stanley, who is the current president of Stony Brook University, which is one of the universities in the New York public university system out on Long Island. And he'll start at Michigan State on August 1st.
August 1st, okay. Did the Michigan State Board of Trustees say why they've chosen Stanley?
They said they liked a lot about him. He fit a lot of the traditional characteristics of a university president. He was a professor, did a lot of research, kind of came up through the ranks into administration, and has been a sitting university president. So he brings a lot of experience, a lot of time in with him in the university. It's not like he's coming in new and has to learn how universities work. He has a strong commitment to research. He has a strong commitment to faculty governance, to diversity, some of the key issues that the board mentioned today.
Yeah, I was reading his bio. It seems pretty impressive to me. I mean, we've got University of Chicago, Harvard, Washington, and St. Louis. You cover higher ed. I don't know that much about it. What do you think of his background?
Like you said, it's very impressive. If you just look at his resume, right? It's I don't know how you would do much better than that. He's a researcher who has gotten grants from the National Institutes of Health. So he's done work. He'll understand what that's like. He's taught classes. And he's been an administrator, and he comes from well-regarded schools. I mean, it's hard to see anything on his resume that's a knock against him. They certainly appear to have gotten, from an academic side at least, a very strong candidate.
So taking the reins at Michigan State University is a lot different than taking reins at universities have not seen as much controversy. I mean, with the Larry Nassar sex abuse scandal, the mishandling of the situation by some top officials at Michigan State, what experience does Stanley bring to deal with such a mess?
That's still a little bit of a question mark. We are reporting today in a story up on Freep.com that Stony Brook is under federal investigation looking for at how they handle sexual assault complaints. That's not uncommon in these days. So certainly he knows what that's like and what the system's like. He's been through some of these. There's been some lawsuits filed against Stony Brook. Again, that's a common thing in these, or not uncommon thing in these days. As far as the specifics, he said today in his opening remarks at the board meeting right after he got hired that he wants to sit down and hear from the survivors, that he wants to learn from them. He said they'll never be forgotten, that they'll guide what he is doing when it comes to the safety of students going forward at Michigan State.
And you said he started it on August 1st. I assume he's got some things to wrap up at Stony Brook. So what's it take to make a transition like that?
Well, he's got to learn a lot about the university right here. And then he's also going to be, trying to pass it on. Stony Brook's going to be doing a search. I would assume that he has informed his board before today that he was interested in other jobs or leaving. And so they'll be looking for a president, how much he'll, pass on stuff to him, that next person there or be around. I don't know. Here, I know he's already, we're seeing tweets from deans of Michigan State's various colleges that they were meeting with him as soon as today, already today, hours after, he was hired. I know that he is headed tomorrow to Mackinac, to the policy conference, to meet folks up there. So the learning curve, he's going to try to be juggling two hats, keeping Stony Brook going, making a smooth transition there. At the same time, trying to learn as much as he can about Michigan State and what the issues are here.
That is David Jesse. He covers higher ed for the Free Press. We've been talking about Michigan State University's new president, who was named today, Samuel Stanley Jr. Thanks very much.
Hey, thanks for having me.